Federal Reserve wants to test banks to see which ones are vulnerable to European debt.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media, in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Big U.S. banks again will go on the treadmill for a series of stress tests. The Federal Reserve says this time it's to see whether any of them are susceptible to European debt or would be able to weather a disastrous economic storm. Marketplace's John Dimsdale is with us live from our Washington Bureau with the latest. Good morning, John.
Hey, Steve.
Didn't we already go through stress tests for American banks?
You're right, but regulators worry that Europe's in for a bumpy ride that could cause another credit freeze, not unlike what they went through 3 or 4 years ago. So the Fed's requiring banks to test several scenarios to see how a severe economic downturn, even a recession where unemployment would hit 13%, would affect the bank's reserves. And as you say, they went through these tests a couple years ago, and regulators said then that they'd probably be a one-time deal. But Guy Labaugh at Janney Montgomery Scott says these tests need to be run over and over again.
Whether or not the Fed publishes the results of the stress test, as a good regulator, they should be doing them for a good long time. It's a good policy to make sure that there are no unexpected risks that could threaten the solvency of individual banks or the financial system as a whole.
So, John, will the tests give investors more trust in our banks and their strength despite Europe's weakness?
Well, they're designed to do that, to show that the banks are resilient. But Labaugh points out that they need to be updated from time to time because the threats to banks are changing.
All right. Marketplace's John Dimsdale reporting from Washington. John, thanks.
My pleasure.
The number of people who sought first-time jobless claims nudged up last week. The Labor Department said today that number is still above the threshold of measurable job growth. In San Bernardino, California, the jobless rate remains above 17%. It is a shredded housing market where the number of foreclosures is super high. But Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman found one social services provider whose savvy home buying years ago is paying off.
You know, you'll lose your job or you're going to lose money.
I met Kim Carter at a forum on poverty and joblessness, which are especially high among blacks and Hispanics in Southern California's Inland Empire. Carter is a dynamo, a former addict and ex-convict. 10 years ago, she founded the Time for Change Foundation in her native San Bernardino to help other women get back on their feet.
We have two facilities. We serve over 50 women per year. We house them and their children and provide them with case management, family reunification, parenting.
And those are group houses that you have?
They're actually homes, single-family homes, and residents live as extended family.
So you bought the houses yourself?
Exactly.
And what did you pay for them?
Well, back in 2002, the houses were like, you know, $80,000 and $90,000, so we were able to get a really, really good deal. Fortunately for us, we didn't do all that refi stuff that people were doing when the housing prices went up, so we're still back to where we were when we started.
Buying before the housing bubble really inflated, then avoiding the subprime loans that targeted so many minority homeowners, all pretty smart. But with her prison record, how could she buy at all?
See, when you're looking for a job or you're looking for rental assistance, those applications will ask you about your background, whether you had a past felony conviction or not. But when you're getting ready to fill out for a home loan, they don't ask that question.
Her two homeless shelters are in well-kept middle-class neighborhoods that were spared the worst of the predatory lending that led to the foreclosure crash. But Carter says her neighbors haven't been so keen on her efforts.
Actually, society would rather have a facility closed and abandoned than to allow homeless women to get into, despite the fact that there are a lot of foreclosed properties.
And with so many of those foreclosed properties on the market cheap right now, Carter might just be tempted to buy another suburban ranch house to shelter homeless women. She says there are plenty who need it. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Global shares are mostly lower right now. Consumer spending was up marginally last month. And the Commerce Department also reported today orders for big-ticket items, washing machines and cars and the like, fell for the second month in a row. Wall Street yesterday, the Dow lost 53 points to end the day at 11,493.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing retirement solutions that can help to guarantee income for life through its affiliated companies in the U.S. AllianzUSA.com. By Fox Searchlight Pictures, presenting The Descendants, starring George Clooney, from Alexander Payne, director of Sideways and About Schmidt, in theaters in November. and by Thomson Reuters and their expedition to break the Overland Speed Record to the South Pole. You can follow them in real time at expeditiontothesouthpole.com.
Over to China now, a place where new research out today from the firm Strategy Analytics says that country has beaten the United States for the first time in smartphone sales. But as Marketplace's Rob Schmitz reports from Shanghai, smartphones in China aren't quite as smart.
In the U.S., we have our Blackberries and our iPhones, but Chinese smartphones are equipped not for email, but for text messages.
People aren't running around flashing their iPhones around. These are definitely more stripped-down models that are aimed at an audience that is going to have lower requirements.
That's analyst Michael Clendenin. He says smartphone makers have figured out the formula for big sales in China.
We called it the sweet spot of affordability.
China's smartphone shipments grew by 57% last quarter compared to a 7% drop in the U.S. market. Clendenin says once the companies got the prices down to around 3% of a person's average monthly income, around $150, sales took off. And that's why big vendors like Nokia and Samsung have offered their lowest cost models in China, except for Apple, whose iPhone seems to transcend all of this. It's not officially available yet, but you can buy an iPhone 4S in China for the equivalent of $1,400. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.
And finally, my mom always calls them senior moments. I get them too. Forgetting why I walked into a room to do something. Turns out researchers at the University of Notre Dame found there really is some psychology to it. A doorway, the study says, is interpreted by the brain as an event boundary. And when people walk through that doorway, the brain automatically files away what it was supposed to do. Which explains why, upon entering the studio about 10 minutes ago, I forgot what I was supposed to do until that big on-air light came on. And here I am. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. Online at marketplace.org, our all-new website. Check it out. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
The BLT, banh mi, the mighty Italian meatball sub. Excuse me, but they are way more than just meat between two pieces of bread, you know.
There's one way I like to think about sandwiches, which is as these like objects of history, and actually like tell these really awesome stories about people and cultures and locations and cuisines.
I'm Kyle Rizdahl, sandwiches from the inside out. Next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.